But right now it's to spend time with Ignite Theater. And I think just you're going to find out so quickly that famous genre, the British murder mystery, which is called Bloody Murder. And directing it is Brian Durbin. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead and get that microphone a little closer to you. And so is this just your typical British murder mystery? Is it a little different? What's special about Bloody Murder?
It starts out as your typical cliche bloody murder mystery. However, within this script, the characters actually become self-aware that they're in a murder mystery book, and they've kind of had enough of all of the killings and repeats of different ways that they're killed, that they've just had enough and they want a little holiday from it all.
Okay.
So it actually goes from a murder mystery into a comedy into a farce.
Oh, good. And a whole lot of genres will get taken care of. Ignite Theater, which is opening this Friday and running for 3 weekends, Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 2. That will be through the 28th of April. And let's talk about the array of characters and maybe meet the four in the room and then at least find out who the two not in the room are. So I'll make you do the work, Brian. Who is Devon Tremaine?
Devon Tremaine is the fading thespian. He's getting old, but he loves his drink a little too much, so he's falling out of work because of said drink.
Okay, well, Barry Brathoft, you can come to a microphone and defend yourself. Do you agree with the assessment?
I think he's pretty right on there, okay. Yes. Devon is a little bit on the aging side, and I do like my Shinlogan, yes.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's Barry Brathoft, who's playing that. And then Major Quimby.
Major Quimby is your kind of stocked character in almost any British murder mystery, the retired British officer who just tells reminiscent stories about his exploits in the military.
And played by Scott Finlayson. So, Major Quimby, did you have a fine time in the military?
Oh, loved it. Loved every minute of it. Wish I was still there.
So there is the character and the voice that you'll be hearing of Major Quimby. Then the two women that we have here with us. And so we kind of need, I'm already projecting here, but kind of the sidekick that maybe is interesting, the character of Jane. Or not sidekick, but the servant who maybe is or isn't a servant.
Yes, Jane is the maid of the household who waits hand and foot on Lady Somerset, much to her dismay, I think, a little bit.
Is that true? Jane, played by Karen Brathoft?
Yes, there's some bitterness involved in working for such a foul woman.
And speaking of which, introduce us to Lady Somerset.
Lady Somerset, our hostess for our murder mystery weekend, the female dowager aunt, wealthy.
And that is Gail Corey Betts as Lady Somerset. And do you really like hosting these events?
Well, yes, of course I do.
Okay, so there's the cast, and they have a scene for us that will set up a lot of the, I think, the first third of your description, that the Brian's description, the director's description that he just gave. So let's hear a little scene from this play, Bloody Murder.
What was he doing here? Do you think he suspects something?
Of course not. How could he?
Well, then why was he here?
Isn't it obvious?
What do you mean?
We didn't notify the police, so the writer just brought them in anyway. He's trying to turn this back into a murder mystery again. Of course, we could have given the inspector a better excuse for being here. Just happened to be in the neighborhood. I mean, really. But when he couldn't find anything, he simply had to leave. And now we can get back to our little party. Jane, why are you just standing there? Go and fetch the pies.
Of course, your ladyship.
Now, we're serving the dessert in here tonight because it's rather special. Emma took a little pail this afternoon and wandered about the countryside gathering blackberries, which cook has made into some wonderful pies. Unfortunately, Emma fatigued herself and had to take an early nap. I sent Charles to fetch her to come and join us. You may go ahead and slice them now, Jane. I take it all of you will be wanting a taste.
Well, if we're having a special treat, let's have some music to go along with it, shall we?
Oh, yes, of course, sir. I'll find some for you.
Thank you, Jane. And now, my dear Countess, I must implore you to dance with me. I thought that we might take up where we left off this afternoon. What happened to the lights?
What the devil?
Oh, please tell me this isn't happening. Jane, check the fuse box.
Of course, your ladyship.
Oh, this is so annoying. I thought we were over it. Now we all know what this means, don't we? When the lights go out, there's always another murder. I knew we shouldn't have brought in that large knife to cut the pies. Well, if another one of us has to die in this idiotic story, please, dear God, let it be me. Ah! Wait, that didn't sound like me.
Oh, good heavens! You don't actually think that...
Yes, yes, I'm afraid one of us has just passed away in a most unpleasant fashion.
Ah, there come the lights.
Oh, my God!
Oh, good Lord!
Major, would you ascertain her condition, please?
Of course.
Not that we don't already know.
I'm afraid the Countess is indeed dead.
It was a fuse, your ladyship. Someone switched the one that was in there for a fuse of a lower wattage. So when we used the phonograph, it was just enough overload to... Oh! Oh, no! Oh, my God! Oh, my baby! My sweet baby! They have killed you!
Okay, there we have a scene from Bloody Murder. Clearly a murder took place. Does it matter at this moment, and any of you can jump in on any of this discussion, does it matter that right now we do or don't know who got killed?
Not really.
Okay, because I was trying to guess, was it Emma, the person that had, it wasn't Emma, the person that had, that had picked the berries or
no,
anything like
the
that?
Countess.
It was the Countess.
Is the Countess somebody who, an actor who appears on stage or simply somebody that you talk about?
She appears on stage.
Okay, so that would be probably, who is that?
It's Abby Constable.
Oh, okay.
She also plays Emma as well.
Oh, I see. She plays a double role. Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, that's one thing about a murder mystery, because if you get killed early, then you don't really have anything to do for the rest of the play, do you?
She has experience with that. Okay. but this time she gets to come back as a different character.
Perfect. That's a good use of people, especially in a community theater where you want to be busily acting. So that set up certainly who the characters were, and we get the vibe of Lady Somerset and the vibe of Jane, who are involved there. So now that we have kind of the standard part of it, Brian, you talked about the three aspects of this, of how it turns from a what to a what to a what. Say those again.
The murder mystery to a comedy to a farce.
Okay, there we go. And so some of the comedic elements.
It really just turns more into a comedy when the characters become self-aware and they decide that they're tired of being in all these British novels and being killed over and over and over again because they're the stocked characters used frequently. So they decide that they're not going to do any more murders, that they're just going to have a lovely weekend playing croquet and tennis and just drinking at the bar.
Yeah.
Enjoying my estate.
Okay. So let me get this right. There is an ambivalence between what is a murder written into a book and what is an actual real murder happening to one of the people in the theater. And is the audience left a little bit to wonder at any point about that?
The characters try to get back at the writer.
I see.
Too.
Yeah.
So it becomes more farcical when the characters are resisting the storyline that the writer keeps forcing us into.
Yeah, the scene we just read, Chief Inspector Phelps had just arrived, just wanted to look around, and Lady Somerset pretty much kicked him to the curb and says, "No, we're fine," and kicked him out. And then the scene starts there with, what was he doing here? And then obviously there was a murder.
Okay, Bloody Murder, this farce. Talk about, because you're all experienced actors and you've done all kind of acting, what are the unique joys of doing a play like this? I assume one is kind of the fun of taking on the accent. Mm-hmm. So talk first about the accent, but then let's get into other issues too. Does it come pretty easily for most of you once you get into the kind of habit?
I think so, yes. Yeah. For me, at least, it does. I enjoy taking on different personas, wearing different people's skin just to try and see what they feel like, how they react to things. And it's a little form of escapism at times. I worked in a very stressful profession as a registered nurse for 25 years, and so to be able to escape into another character was very beneficial, very therapeutic for me at times, particularly in the comedy genre.
Sure, Gail Corey Betts, who plays Lady Somerset. And of course, that's a reason one is, one of the reasons one is an actor. Who else wants to jump into any part of this discussion?
Well, for me, it's fun because I was a drama teacher. I just retired
as
a drama teacher. And so it's fun having somebody else tell me what to do this time and to be on stage rather than being the director. So sometimes it's fun to change from being behind the curtain to in front of the curtain.
Yeah, that's Karen Beth Ove. Where were you a drama teacher?
Mead High School.
Oh, okay.
I just retired last year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you're jumping into doing plays now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you a lot with any luck.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope so,
okay. What about the two gentlemen here?
Dialects are always fun, and we've got the benefit that Scott happens to be our resident dialect expert, and he tends to teach us all when we need to have a different dialect. So,
yeah, it did seem to roll off your back pretty easily, Scott.
Yeah, I've had a lot of experience doing dialects, and this show has a wide variety for us to work with, so it's been a lot of fun in that way.
Yeah, and so Brian, in directing all these experienced actors, kind of talk about how that all works and how the process is.
Well, for me, I'm fairly new to the directing scene, so I kind of approach it the way I do my stage combat choreography, and I know the overall picture I'm looking for, but I like to see what everyone else brings to the table as well, because they have years of more experience than I do, and we all kind of collaborate, and I shoot from the hip. You know, if I don't like something, I'll say, let's try this. And we'll play around the first few weeks, and then when I want to get my pictures going, that's when we get into the detail stuff, and can you walk over there on that line, and can you pour your drink on this line, and I have an overall view. I can see it in my head, but I love, you know, changing that view and changing the picture when I see something that they do a lot better than what I was picturing.
Oh, this is Ignite Community Theater, which is 10814 East Broadway, a converted church into a really lovely theater. Is it kind of the definition of community theater at its best that then you also have enough rehearsal time to really make it work? You're not trying to cram it together into two weekends or something.
We try and leave 8 weeks for between auditions and opening for most productions that are fully produced, and about 5 weeks for our Booklight reading stage shows, just to give scheduling issues and time to really go through the process of finding the playwright's vision or the director's vision for the show.
And it's 3 weekends of performance, about the right amount to let it mature and find itself, but not get long in the tooth?
We hope so. I mean, yes. I don't think we're in a position to go to longer runs. Mm. It becomes more expensive. It's just kind of the ideal for us that we've sort of found over the last 15 years.
And also for your audience to kind of, is that about appropriate to the audience size too?
Yes. It used to be that we'd only get publicity if we were more than 2 weeks, and so we went to 3 weeks, and now we still fight for publicity. So we're very happy to have you give us a venue like this to get the word out. We're one of the best kept secrets in Spokane, and the only theater on Broadway.
it's a great line.
Oh, yes.
Well, clearly all the great theater going on, a lot of which does take place at Ignite Theater. And then what's left in the season?
Our next show is a true farce, set in the Caribbean, in a Caribbean hotel. It's called Bottoms Up, and it'll be auditioning in about a week. So if you're interested, please see the information on our website about that as well.
It's a good website, simply Ignite Community Theater, and one will find it. Okay, well, thank you, folks, for giving us a taste of this play. It opens this Friday, runs for the next three weekends of Bloody Murder.